And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you're tuned to the broadcast again this week. We pick up our study here in Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, where in verse number 10 is where we need to pick up. But let's give a little bit of catch up here that we might understand where we are. The Lord Jesus is there by the seaside, and he's going to teach the people. He's got in a little ship, a little boat, and it's pushed out from the sea just a little bit, and the folks are there by the shore. And he teaches them in parables, the scripture says, and teaches them with the parables about his doctrine. His teaching. Anybody that would ever say, well, down at our church, we really don't go for any doctrine. Well, that's an ignorant statement, because they say that they don't go for any teaching. And the Lord Jesus taught much. And if we claim to be the Lord's, we're going to teach much and learn much from the Lord's word. He tells here about a sower that goes out to sow, and there's a field, if you'll imagine, a field with a roadside behind it. The wayside. And that's the way that's referred to. Down there at the end of the field, there's stony ground, where the stones have been taken out of the prepared field, piled up, and are there. Don't want those on the wayside. Don't want them on the field, but they are there and near. And then there's that patch over there that's just hadn't been dealt with. It's a thorny ground. It's got thorns and briars and stuff growing up with it. And all that of this wayside and that stony ground and those thorns and everything, they border this good field, this good ground. The sower has got this bag of seed, and his interest is to get this field sown. That's what he's looking to do. And so as he looks to cover every inch of the good field, you know what happens? Well, some seed goes out there on the wayside. Can't help but be, because somewhere the wayside starts and somewhere the good field begins, the good ground begins. Somewhere the good ground and ends and the stony ground begins. And so as he goes down there in that field, he's sowing the seed, and he gets seed off over there into the rocky part too. And then when he comes over there around the thorny part at the end of the field, he gets seed over in there too. So seed covers the good field. But then seed also goes on the wayside and in the stony ground and the thorny ground. And the Lord ends up here telling about that in verse number 9. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm talking about? The Lord says. Do you have ears to hear what the Lord is saying? On verse number 10, we see this. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him of the parable. So, Lord, what does that mean? And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him of the parable. So those seemingly that are not the 12 apostles, but others, Lord, what's that mean? What are you talking about? And the thing is, he has said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. They didn't understand, but you know what? They had the desire to ask the Lord for the explanation for it. They knew that the Lord could explain it rather than just going off and saying, I don't understand. Therefore, I'm just going to leave it alone. But these ask. And he said unto them, verse 11, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. And that's what this tells. It's aspects of the kingdom. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. So you, it's given to know. And it's given to know about the mysteries of the way the kingdom of God works. aspects of the kingdom. That seeing they may see and not perceive, they heard the parable, and they see in their mind's eye about the sower in the field, but they really don't see about what it means. And hearing they may hear. Those that could hear physically heard him tell it, and they hear the story about it, the account of it, the parable of it, but they don't understand what it means. And understanding and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. There's a need for sinners to be converted, a need for sinners to be illuminated, a need for sinners to be given life. There's a need for sinners to be touched by the Lord. We naturally don't have understanding in and of ourselves. And the Lord's making that very clear, that understanding only comes from him. And he said unto them, verse number 13, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? So if you don't know this one, how can you know others? The Lord's kind of seemingly indicating that this is a foundational thing. This is a basic thing. He said unto them, know ye not this parable? Don't you understand? And how then shall ye know all parables? How will you know any other if you don't understand this? And praise be to God that the Lord Jesus, he explains it. He tells about what it's all about. Verse 14, the sower soweth the word. That's the word of God, the gospel, the good word of God. And these are they by the wayside. Remember that roadside over there, the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that is sown in their hearts. The birds that land down there, when the seed hits the roadside, it's very evident. It can't get down into the dirt. The dirt's not been tilled up. It's dusty there, but it's hard there. And the birds of the air come and eat it up because it can be easily seen. And that's what happens over on the stony ground, the wayside, rather, that the seed just has no effect. There's been no preparation there. And when those that are representative of that wayside, when the word of God comes to them, Satan comes and takes it away. Verse 16, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. They like what they hear, those that are the representative of the stony ground. They like what they hear and enjoy it. But in verse number 17, they immediately receive it with gladness. Verse 17, and have no root in themselves, and so endure before a time. But afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, the very seed that was sown, that seemingly they received, immediately they are offended. When it comes down to standing for what God says, they say, no, that's too inconvenient. That's too hard. I don't want to do that. And these, verse 18, which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So these are kind of like the stony ground, but different. Theirs isn't an offense over the world because of the word and persecution and that. But they receive it and they're happy about it. But the world and the way of the world just overtakes them. It says here, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, desires, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. These three never bear any fruit. They seemingly have growth, They seemingly, or the second, the last two that we've mentioned, the wayside, it never seems to do anything. The stony ground and the thorny ground, it seems to come up, but there's no root. And there's a great choking that happens. And no fruit. It says here, becometh unfruitful. It just never grows up to maturity. It doesn't bear. There's been no real change. In verse number 20, though, he says, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. They bring forth fruit. This ground brings forth fruit. This is the ground that's been tilled. This has been the ground that's been prepared. This is the ground that the sower was looking to hit. Oh, he hit other grounds by virtue of covering this ground. And these hear the word and they say, yeah, that's right. That's what I need. And it goes and establishes a root and brings forth fruit. Now, the fruit's not all the same. The yield's not all the same. But the point is there's a yield. On the wayside, there was no yield. On the stony ground, there was no yield. On the thorny ground, there was no yield. But on the good ground, there's a yield. There's salvation. There's salvation by the word. We'll close asking you these questions. Who tilled the ground? Who prepared the ground? Who thought to broadcast the seed? Who came up with the seed? Who determined that there was a need for the seed, for the good ground to be tilled up, and for this work to be done? Who determined that this particular piece of ground would be tilled up and would be planted? Who determined that the stones would be stacked up over there at the end of the field? Who determined that over there where it was all thorny, that wouldn't be cultivated and prepared? What did this field look like before it was prepared? An aspect of the kingdom of God. The Lord is doing a great work, and the whole world, mankind, men, women, boys, and girls, are naturally like that wayside, that stony ground, and that thorny ground. But praise be to God, He's chosen to take some ground and till it up. Praise be to God, He's chosen to send a sower with seed. Praise be to God, He's made the seed. And praise be to God, He causes the seed to grow. Are you saved? Tell you what, you need a Savior. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person under the hearing of my voice needs the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. How can it be? Through simple repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Which ground are you? Which ground are you? I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.